Ask Your Own Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, as always, the Advice Show, and we have Ms. Gabriella on the line as well. And today's topic, why women seem more violent in today's society? I mean, we see a lot of videos of women just acting a fool, wilding out. I mean, they just jumping dudes. I mean, they just doing all kind of stuff. We want to talk about, like, what we think has caused this. Is there any kind of way we can prevent this from happening with our own kids? So, got my homeboy Nola on the line as well tonight. What's going on, Nola?
Appreciate you. What's going on? Thanks for having me, man. Both of y'all, Miss Gabriella and Advice. You're good looking.
Yeah. All right. So let's throw it out there. Like, so why do you think these females are so violent today, Nola? Then Miss Gabriella can tell me.
Man, no home training, man. A lack of knowledge of self. Like I said, girls shouldn't be acting like that. Back in the 90s, guys was doing the fighting. Now females are taking control. They're aggressive. They're angry, they're mad. That has a lot to do with it. But one thing about it, no home training. Simple as that.
So you feel it's a lack of parenting?
Yes. And they just don't know who they really are. Like, they don't know what they're doing. They're just fighting over dumb stuff. Some Facebook, MySpace shit. World Star. That, when you hear World Star, it's over. World Star, like, it's over. Simple as that. Like, it's a lack of home training, man. Like, they need to just chill. The fighting is for the dudes. Unless you in and not in no kickboxing, you get, take your ass and sit, chill out. Simple as that.
All right, Ms. Gabriella, what's your take on that? You coming from being a black woman.
I mean, don't so call me stop. I think it comes from, well, like, a lot of it comes from the environment that they were raised in. Let's say if a woman is raised in the hood, it kind of, I'm not going to say that all of them, but a lot of women tend to be more violent because you almost have to be due to the situation that you're in. Because if you're in a dangerous neighborhood, you can't be all soft and you can't be, you know, gentle and feminine because you're not going to make it. So you have to develop this tough exterior, and then when they get older, they're going to be on that. They'll be more likely to snap because of where they were raised at and the situation that they're in, because they're so used to dealing with their problems with violence instead of just sitting there and talking it out like most women do.
So I agree with you. Environment does play a role in that. But let me throw something else out there. I've seen women, okay, that are college educated, have degrees, have careers, and still fight and act ratchet like that. So what? How can you explain that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, education doesn't mean you're gonna act better. So
I mean, because like that, go ahead, Nola.
No, I ain't say nothing. I'm listening.
Oh, okay. No, because I don't want to just, like, be one. I don't want to be one side.
I know females that are well-educated, and they still don't know how to act. So it's not, I mean, just because you have an education doesn't mean that you're going to be, that you can just automatically become a classy woman. That has nothing to do with it. Because if that was the case, then, I mean, you know, you can't buy home training. Or, you know, you can't go to school and just get that. It has to be something that you're raised with or something that you make a conscious effort to do.
Okay. Well, there was one dude said that these women are in the warrior class.
The warrior class?
Yes. They like, what, off of 300 or something. Just talking about they just going to beat niggas down and everything. I mean, and the killing part about it, the women that are like that, they talk worse than men. I mean, they quick to tell a dude, you pussy nigga. I mean, like, that would sound like a dude.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it's like these females, you know, come up there bowing up to another dude like it ain't nothing. Because, see, it must be good to be a woman in America that can do that. Because you can bow up to another dude, damn hit you, and if he knock you out, you could pull that woman card, he can haul off to jail, and you can still do whatever you want to do to him. But as men, we don't get that pass.
It's because women are raised like that. Like, women feel like they can do whatever they want and not suffer any consequences, because in our society, women are allowed to pretty much do whatever they want, and they really don't have any repercussions. Like, a woman can get all up in a person's face. Let's say she's in line at a store and she decides to break out in the middle of the store and just start yelling at somebody and start an argument. Everybody's going to take the woman's side no matter what. So they feel like they can do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've heard one person from another country say that American women are the most spoiled and privileged women in the world.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah, they're talking about, like, see, the Muslim chicks, they don't play that. Like, they do what they man say. They're real disciplined. A lot of American chicks, especially black chicks, tend to act wild. He really was talking about mostly black chicks also. Because they do get a bad reputation for being angry, for being disobedient. But the other races of chicks, like the Muslims, they don't play that. Like, they do what their husbands say. They don't act all wild and stuff, you know. They shrink. It's real. They're real hindered on what they can do. So I think if marriage and being in a relationship is a little more serious, you'll see less of it. Niggas ain't strong enough, simple as that, to deal with these chicks. These chicks have got testosterone in them now. It's impossible to deal with.
But that's not even something to say. You shouldn't say that men shouldn't be strong enough to deal with that. Women shouldn't be so aggressive that they can't be dealt with. It's almost disgusting for a woman to be saying, that a man can't deal with her.
Well, Ms. Gabriel, let me see. Right. I got two calls to sit here in line. Let's see what's up with them. Eric called 678. You on the show?
This is Chad. How you doing, sir?
Oh, what's going on, brother?
Yes, and I haven't heard Nola TV in a long time. You should have been there last week, Nola. We could have had you on board as well, you know, but I want to comment that basically it's feminism again, folks. Feminism again, making women more, you know, apparent, more, I'm trying to think of the word for it, more entitled. They think they can do whatever they want to, and that's really what it is.
So, okay, well, if that's the case, which I agree with you, feminism, and trust me, feminism is a topic that really gets me hot, because I can't stand feminism.
Amen, brother.
Because to me, it ruins the family. That's why.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but that's a different story. But my biggest issue is that feminism don't make a woman fight, though. It gives her the cloak of...
It doesn't make a woman fight?
It doesn't make her physically pick up her hand and hit you. But it lets her
okay.
know that I can get away with hitting you because you're a man. Yeah, it does
yes,
do that.
Yeah, that's feminism. They can get away with anything because they're a woman. They can do whatever they want because they're a woman. And they can do whatever the hell they want you to. Take your money and preach like garbage. And that's never talked about in the conscious community. That's never not talked about with the Simps and Captain Save-A-Hos. So...
Like, you know, for me personally, I would not deal with some of these testosterone walking around females. I'm not doing it. If you're not feminine,
okay.
if you're not, you know, sweet, if you're not nice, or make, you know, somebody got to be the difference. I said in my video today, I said some of these females are some more masculine. If you get with them, it make you question if you're thinking you're gay or not.
True.
I mean, 'cause they're so masculine.
Do you know who the Miss Prophet is, the advice show?
Yeah, I know exactly who she is.
You know, even though I wouldn't call her masculine, but I would, you know, I think I would have to dominate her, you know, for me to actually have a good relationship. But I would, you know, try to date her, but I wouldn't try to let her take control of me, you know. But I don't consider her madness. I mean, what do you think?
You can chime in, Ms. Gabrielle, on that.
I really do think she's masculine. You saw the way she was talking. I mean, I understand cursing. Everybody curses a little bit, but the way that she was talking on her videos, she sounds really unintelligent. And she was talking about how something about, you know, a man is supposed to dominate and this and that.
Yeah, yeah.
toxic, submissive woman, no man should have to deal with all that. That's not even...
I mean, she said a plan, and Nola has been telling me this for months and probably a year, that you have to be the dominant figure or the girl's still going to be a B-word. I mean, that's just it. You got to dominate.
You got to be an alpha male. You got to be an alpha male, but you got to do it in a way you're not a Neanderthal. That's the difference.
True.
Because women won't...
But some people don't understand what it means to be a dominant man. They think, okay, well, I'm dominant, so that means I got to hit her, I got to talk to her any type of way. They don't understand that that means being a leader and actually, you know, leading the female in the right direction rather than just sitting there yelling and running around all that.
You know, I was actually agreeing with some of her points, and I actually wanted her to get on my show to talk to, you know, some people that agree with our views, but she kept declining, and she actually blocked me, and I was... really mad about that.
Who y'all talking about? Who y'all talking about?
That Miss Prophet chick, that's who you're talking about. But
we were talking about feminism, like we talked about here, girls getting violent, you know, black women sometimes. And then we were talking about Kim Kardashian. I was agreeing with her on some things, but when I disagreed with her and, you know, said some names on YouTube I shouldn't have said, then she just blocked me. So.
Yeah. Yeah, that's crazy.
Well, give me a second, y'all. Give me a second. Let me check this call here. Hold on a second. Area code 313. How you doing? You on the show?
What up? What up?
What's going on? What's your name, bro?
It's D, man. I you know, I was just listening in, but I agree with you though, man. You know, I'm not fucking with no masculine chick.
That's right. Shoot, forget them females. And at the same time, and you know, like I say, for the sake of the show, I'm going to just say a few things I normally don't say. You know, I really don't want to be with a chick that walk around and say, I'm a real bitch. I don't want to be with a chick that say that. I'm sorry, I don't. I'm sorry, I don't.
You know,
you call your...
You know, you know, they gotta be women, you know. Let us treat them like queens, and they treat us like kings. You know, they gotta respect themselves, and we gotta respect them, and we gotta show respect. You know what I'm saying? We gotta be men, though. You know.
Yeah, but those kind of females don't want you to be men because they got the elephant balls.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're right. It depends on what type, you know, you gotta be going after a mature female, though.
Yeah, and that's a lot of the problem with some of us dudes. We don't go after the mature females. We go after those kind of chicks.
Right.
Because just as much as they're aggressive physically, they also, and you gotta admit, they're also sexually aggressive. And dudes like that. That's why dudes are fooling with them. And the chick is more, you know, docile. They kind of like, you got to chase them a little bit. They're not as aggressive sexually. I'm not saying they couldn't be, you know, free, but I'm just saying that they don't just come at you like that.
Yeah.
Is that
you
the
know, we,
that's it? Miss Gabriella, am I telling the truth?
Yeah, you are. Because a lot of these women, they messed up the dating game for me down here because the men are so used to the women chasing after them. That when if I go a whole day, like a whole month without texting somebody, a guy will walk up to me and be like, why didn't you text me? But I'm like, I'm a female. I shouldn't have to chase after you. But because of the way that the women down here are, they're so used to taking that masculine role and trying to pursue a man. And if for some reason the relationship doesn't work out, they don't understand why.
Yeah, and then I agree with that too. And then a lot of times, like for us men, you know, we have it hard enough, so we don't want to hear a female talking gangster or acting a certain way. We want to enjoy like the softer side of them, you know. What I'm saying?
Well, beastie back, everybody. Beastie
exactly.
Back.
Like I said, I believe all men should leave a chick the moment she call you a pussy nigga. You got to, you just cut her off.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. You should be out of there. Because once the respect level is out of there.
Exactly, right there, the respect.
Because you can't, whatever you do, like if you beat your female, yell at her all day, that's not going to work. You know what I'm saying? Once she start respecting you, it's over with. You got to be man enough to know, you know, you got to get up out of there. You know what I'm saying? Other than that, you playing yourself.
Exactly. You know, but some of these dudes want these females to be taking care of them, and females, they're so masculine or whatever, they don't mind taking care of a dude because they want him to be like a child. That's what a lot of it is, too. And they so sorry, some of these guys, they so used to their mama, they get a chick to replace their mama.
Exactly.
You know, it's a lot of that going on. Hold on a second. Area code 229, how you doing?
All right, how you doing? What's up, man?
What's going on? What's your name, player?
Yeah, my name's Greg.
Oh, okay. What's up, Greg?
I was listening in, and y'all kind of touched around what I was going to say, but, in our society, you know, we always talk about, you know, the alpha males and the thugs and stuff like that. And I think, you know, in my opinion, the way I see it, because I've been thinking about this for the last couple of days, but I think a lot of these black women, I think by them being so masculine these days and so aggressive, I think they're part of the problem. You know, I think they're, you know, in order for to get with them, I think a lot of these guys out here feel as if they have to be that much more hard. You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah, exactly.
And furthermore, you know, I want to add this too, as far as like these so-called nice guys too. You know, like you were saying earlier, you know, a lot of nice guys, they, you know, they're attracted to these aggressive type women, but then they always complaining about them. And I'm like this. I'm like, you know, if you know this type of female wants a thug or wants a deadbeat or wants a, you know, want a no-good guy, I mean, that right there should tell you, look, you know, this woman is not for me. You know, most of the time, like they say, birds of a feather flock together.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I look at it like if this woman, you know, likes thugs and this and that, she probably exhibits that type of behavior as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No,
I gotta ask everybody. I gotta ask everybody a question. Oh, go ahead, bro. And I ask everybody a question.
Oh, you can go ahead. You can go ahead.
Okay, now, and I have to do this, you know, because it's just the truth. How many of y'all dudes has dated chicks outside of black?
Me.
You know,
I have.
Okay.
I have. You know, I'm from Detroit. You know, it's like 90% black here, so I have.
Okay.
All
right. So this. Okay, well, that's not the question. Let's say, have you ever? Okay. Now, one thing I've noticed, okay, the difference is that non-black women will play on a man's ego a lot more. In other words, she'll make you feel like you're running something or feel like, you know, even though she could be playing you the whole time, but they pretty good at this versus sisters. They not all of them, but a lot of them got this attitude, you know, no, I run stuff. You don't tell me nothing. And this, you know what I'm saying? Now,
mm-hmm.
Have you noticed that?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. A bit.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, and this argument keep coming up, because I did a video, I say maybe last week, and sometimes I do videos off of what people tell me, but sometimes I know what kind of reaction I'm going to get, right? And I put up this video, say black men and white women got the same thing in common. I don't know if you have seen that video or not. But basically what I was saying is they get persecuted for dating, like, outside the race, but the other two don't get persecuted. You get what I'm saying? Well, you should have seen some of the comments that came in. I mean, females are mad at me for making that video, but the thing is this. Like, the problem in our community when it comes to the dating is, like, somebody got to be the man, somebody got to be the woman. That's the problem.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah, and the advice shows
you think that's bad. And according to the Bible, the man is supposed to be God, man, woman, and children.
Well, I don't like to throw the Bible in there because a lot of people don't live bad. But, Chad, what you were trying to say, bro?
Yeah, I was just trying to say that if you look on Stormfront, you got white folks saying they got to leave their member that they have an interracial date. They already left their member for their interracial date, and they call it bestiality. And these same mother effers are the same ones banging the black chicks of the black men. Mm-hmm. You know? So, yeah, it's on both sides. I agree with you, though.
Yeah, it is. Now, Nola, let me ask you a question. Nola, if you met a chick right now and she was coming off on that masculinity, what you tell her, Nola?
Like, how aggressive?
No, she aggressive, dog. She may be a little, she aggressive.
She ugly or she look good?
No, I'm going to say she look good, but she acting like Jocelyn. That kind of attitude.
You know, I tell him, look, you gotta chill, but we can work so much, dude.
But hold. Okay, so what if that chick? What if she hits you like Jocelyn hits Stevie J?
Nah, we ain't playing that. Cause you ain't go around
with
me and fuck like that.
You a knockout, Nola?
I ain't gonna lie, I'm just gonna have to restrain her, but she keep coming at me, man. You know, look, we got the cameras rolling, man. Look, I'm defending myself.
But here's my thing, though. I've actually talked to females who were aggressive like that, and someone was fine. You know, mm-hmm. Someone was dying pieces. But the thing is, here's the thing, though. When I found out they were that way, that just took all the attractiveness away from them, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, so, how do y'all guys feel about that? Because to me, a female that's more masculine than me is a turnoff.
I'm a sucker for pretty chicks, though.
Everybody, I think most guys are, okay, but like, for instance, I think a aggressive chick, is she aggressive in the right way?
My thing is, I don't mind a female with a little bit of an edge to her, but when it gets to the point where she's more masculine than most guys or a lot of guys, I mean, that's when it's kind of, you know.
Mm. You know what? I think a man's supposed to run the relationship. You know what I'm saying? If you got a masculine female, that's a sign of you being weak, you know. But, you know, because people will treat you a certain way if your girl is running you. You know what I'm saying? You gotta be the man in your relationship. If you can't, if a woman too much for you, you need to not deal with her. You know what I'm saying? Maybe she could be your side chick, but not your man. You can hit it once or twice, but you can't be with her. She too much.
Nah, but
like,
see,
you know
females like that are crazy though. They'll go key up your car.
Yeah.
But then that goes back
to what we were saying at the very top of the show, where you were saying, and I think y'all alluded to it too. Whereas, you know, there goes the part where you're, okay, now I got to be this alpha male to control the female. You know what I'm saying? Whereas you shouldn't even have to do all that. You know what I'm saying?
My opinion on that is I don't want to feel like I have to control you, because if I have to control you, then it's like me raising you. And I ain't about to raise a grown woman. That's just not about to happen. You need to act like an adult.
Mm-hmm.
But, Ms. Gabriella, I wanted to ask you a question, Ms. Gabriella, about, like, have you ever been with a dude you feel like he was running?
What?
Have you ever been with a guy that you felt like you was running this guy?
Yeah. I mean, that was actually my ex-boyfriend. That's why I left him. But it felt weird trying to be the one to be the masculine one in the relationship, having to be the one to make decisions and having to pretty much, I felt like I was his mom instead of his girlfriend. So it was a turnoff. I know
okay,
there's a lot of black women that like that kind of thing. They like a submissive, docile type man that they could walk all over, but I don't.
What decisions were you making for him?
It was like, it was life decisions, really. It was like,
give example.
like, school. Like, if it wasn't for me, he didn't even want to go to college, but, like, I kind of talked him into it, and then he ended up dropping out, so it was kind of a waste of time, because he was, like, working on an associate's degree for 3 years, so kind of.
So it was a turn-off for you.
It's time ran out. It's time. It's financially, he wasn't on this shit, so his time ran out. So you started, you was in charge of doing most of the spending, so you treated him a certain way, huh?
I mean, I wasn't doing any of the spending because, because the way the relationship was, like, I refuse to live with somebody unless I'm married to him because I just don't want to have to deal with the drama.
And that's
but,
good. That's perfect.
I just don't want to deal with the, like, I don't want to have to deal with the fact that if the relationship breaks up and then I lose my house and I have to find somewhere else to live and all that. So, but with him, it was always like I had to pretty much talk him into things, and he wasn't going to work and he didn't want to go to school. And, you know, if it wasn't for me constantly having to get on him and say, okay, you need to do better with your life, he probably would have been sitting in his parents' house doing nothing. So, I mean, even now, even to this day, he's still not doing much with himself. So that was kind of a turnoff. And I know so many black women that would love a man like that. They would love a man who all he would have to do is just sit on the couch, play PS3, and, you know, get to bed with him at night, and that's it. And they would just be happy.
Older women like that, though. They play that role.
Yeah, older women. Yeah, I noticed some older women want to be tricking off their money and tricking off everything. Hold on, let me see something here. Give me a second. All right. Area code 832. Yo, I was going to let you in with your phone. 832, you hear me? Area code 832. Oh, you got to call back, bro. Your connection messed up. Okay, anyway, connection messed up. Anyway, I can't see how, me personally, I don't see how a female would sit there and just take care of some dude. I mean, to me, she's just being a trick. But, you know, like some of them older females really don't mind because they got their career, they didn't raise their kids, they don't want no hassle. They just want some young dude to come, you know, knock their bottom out. That's all they want.
Yeah.
Yep.
Those type of women, you know, that just want that may not be aggressive, but just have that, you know, had a career together and stuff like that. Those women could be a pain too, because I've dealt with those too.
Uh-huh.
You know, because a lot of women like that, they're hostility, and you know, they just feel like they really don't need you for nothing but some pipe, to be honest with you. They don't, you know, and it's like, you know. It's like they almost kind of want to look down on you too at times. I've dealt with those type of women before.
So that's why you got to establish from the beginning, even if it's that kind of situation. You got to understand, like, oh, I'm a real man. It just, hey, if you want to trick off your money, hey, I'm getting something out of it. Are you single? You ain't got nothing going on? Hey, forget it.
Mm-hmm.
Come on. It is what it is, but I ain't no punk. You know, that's just let you know that. You can talk to me any kind of way or whatever. And I'm sure he ain't running to your house just because you called. That's the messed up thing that dudes do. They run when these females call. Forget that. You go when you feel like. You ain't got nothing to do. All right. Like, all right, then I'll go over there and see what she's talking about. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, another.
You make a female
you know,
want you more when you turn them down. I had this one female, man, I ain't gonna lie, when I was single, this chick was after me for about 3 months, wanting me to do something with her. I'm like, nah, I'm cool. I ain't that hard up like that. You know, until I just got
right,
to the point.
Right.
Like, you know what? I guess I have to do something. It is what it is. You know what I'm saying? It's like, that chick would leave me alone. Because she ain't used to that. Because a lot of these dudes, you know, they run the moment they call.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that is true.
Yeah.
The less interest you show, the more interested they are.
Yeah, and it's just the way you talk to them, too. And I found out, too, man, if you just talk to them straight, don't even discuss, like, nothing like sex, they look, nothing. Just talk to them straight.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to be like, they're going to, like, start throwing hints out there. They're going to start, like, trying to, you know, bait you to say something to them. And then I would say back to them, like, see, you trying to take this conversation somewhere different. I said, I'm trying to be cool. I said, you don't want to go that route. And I just tell them stuff like that, you know. And then, like, they just get them interested more. I say, dog, this dude not even trying to get at me like that. you know, I'm telling you, you can get more females when you just talk to them straight and don't come at them like that. Just let them. It would be a challenge for me to talk to a chick and see if she asks for my phone number first. I would love to play the head game.
That's always the toughest thing.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's like, and I always had a high success rate with that. Well, go ahead, Ms. Gabriella. What you want to say?
I don't know. For some reason, that sounds disgusting for a female to walk up to a man and ask for a phone number. I don't know. Maybe I was different.
I don't see a problem with it if you're talking to the chick.
Yeah.
I don't see a problem with it, not at first.
But it depends on the conversation. Like, if I'm talking to somebody, if something, you know, if a guy approaches me and I'm about to leave and I'm like, hey, you know, can I get your number? That's different. But I would never walk up to a man and, you know,
this one thing I found out that worked too. Like, sometimes if you don't want to, you want to be smooth with it and say, hey, it's like, what's your Facebook? Like that. Like, if the chick not really, like, let's say if you really not want to fill the number, like, and you kind of feeling that, but you still kind of want to work on it a little bit more, but you ain't got time.
Yeah.
Like, hey, what's your Facebook? And then, you know, on Facebook, and you can get a conversation on Facebook.
Yeah,
but if anybody's ever seen the ABC special, Why Black Women Can't Get a Good Man, there's this black woman that was talking to a white man. She got happy that, oh, he's about to ask for my number. You know, in that instance, I don't think it matters, but, I mean, come on now. Why do girls always expect the boy to ask for her number? You know, why can't
traditionalism?
I've been going into that for like at least 7 or 8 years, man. Like,
yeah. And that, matter of fact, there was a video, I think it was on YouTube a while back, where somebody was saying that it was a woman on there, and she was saying that she actually didn't see anything wrong with asking guys for their number. And mm-hmm. me, honestly, I don't see anything wrong with it either. I don't see that as them being less of a woman by them doing that, if they're interested. Because here's the thing. You know, a lot of guys think they have the game, confused, kind of like what the advisor was saying about, like, you can get a female number as a guy, you know, and just because you get her number, that don't mean she's going to give you any more play than if you gave her your number. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Right.
So
but I found out, if you could talk to this woman enough for her to be so interested that she want to give you her number, she's going to respond.
Exactly.
And then you don't even call them. You text them. You say, hey, this is how I used to do it. Because I don't like to call somebody and be like, oh, I'm busy right now. I hate that. So what I usually do is this. I'll text them and say, hey, you know, this and then the Thursday, are you busy? You know, they say, nah, say, hit me up or whatever. I'm like, okay. Then I hit you up. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But it ain't going to be no every day I'm calling you either. It ain't going to be all that.
Uh-huh. Yep. And even with the texts. Even with the texts, what I do is I keep them at a minimum. I might text her one time just to let her know that I remember who she is. And after that, I just leave it in her hands. You know what I'm saying?
And I'm the type of dude, too. It's like, you ain't got to sit there and be blowing that chick phone up every day either. You don't have to do that. Like, to me, I don't care. I don't care. It's like this. If you text a girl or whatever, you tell her, hey, what's up, you know, or good morning or something, and she don't respond back, leave her alone. Don't say a word till she responds. Yeah. But some dude would be blowing up on her, where you at, and why you answer my phone. You must
Amen.
Be, you know, other dude, and this and that, like, dog,
exactly.
For real, bro? Like, for real? So let me go ahead back. Hold on a second. Let me go back to the switchboard here. Let's see here. I got this one sitting longer. Eric code 832.
What up?
You on the, what's your name?
It's me, man. What's going on?
Who is me? Are you Chinese?
I said B. What's going on?
B?
Wow.
B. Sean.
Okay.
Sean. All
right. All right, man. What's up, dude?
What's going on with y'all, man?
Man, just
What up, man? First of all, I want to say, you know, like y'all topics, man. I'm just really catching on to everything that y'all, you know, talking about. But I do want to, you know, jump in a little bit here. All
right.
I was... it was something that y'all was just talking about, you know, talking about when you call a woman and she talks. You know, if you call her and she doesn't answer her phone. My thing is this. What I do, if I get a girl's number, I will either call her or text her once or twice. And if she doesn't respond after that, I'll just cut off complete.
Because amen.
Why would a woman even waste the time to even give you her phone number if she has no kind of reconcile, you know, just to call you back anyway? She knows she doesn't want to talk to you anyway. So why give the number? I mean, I think it's going to hurt your feelings a lot more in the long run versus her just telling you no right there, right there.
Okay, give me a second, brother. Hey, I guess this is Troy. Are you on the line?
Yes, sir. You know.
Oh, okay. You know. All right. Hold on. I gotta stop for a minute. Troy, how you doing, man?
I'm doing good, sir. You know what I'm saying? You saw my videos online?
I've seen something. I've seen something that was quite disturbing as well. I've heard about. That's very, very disturbing. Uh-oh. Is that true?
Yeah, but, you know, it made me mad.
Hold on. I have to say something about that because, you know, I'm not putting you out in front of everybody, but if you did write that, you know that's not cool, right?
Yeah, I know that's not cool.
I mean, because I'm a father myself, okay, and I have children, and I would go left if somebody had wrote a comment like that and if I knew who he was.
It's sex. I don't understand.
Nah, man, you already know I was just, you know, saying that.
But what I'm trying to explain to you, that's nothing to play with. I mean, something like that can get you arrested. I mean, that's not a joke. I mean, that's considered a terroristic threat. I mean, for somebody to write that kind of comment, you know, directed at a child, that's something that's not cool, man. I mean, I don't know why you thought, even if you're mad at somebody, directed at that individual, not their children, not their girl, not their nobody, directed at the individual and deal with that. Because, like, most dudes that I know, if they saw you in the street, they would have handled on you, brother.
Yeah, I made an apology video online, you know, even though I don't like him like that. You know what I'm saying?
Like, well, for me personally, like I said, it was just very, very disturbing, you know what I'm saying, to hear something like that. You know, I don't know you personally no more than I know any other guys on this line personally. Maybe some of them know what I'm talking about. I don't know if they have children as well. But, you know, I can let them tell you about it, and maybe you can understand it from their point of view. Now, any of y'all got kids?
No, what he said?
No, but I know what you're talking about, though.
Okay, so.
I don't understand what's going on.
I didn't get a chance to see
what's
it.
Going on. No, man, that man be
messing with me.
Well,
you know
I'm not talking about the man. I'm talking about the comment, bro. Not him. That's not had nothing to do with him. I'm just saying. But I'm trying to tell you something as an older brother to younger brother to the point that, hey, man, that didn't look cool. That sounded very, like you know, bad, man. And like I said,
I felt guilty. My daddy was a pastor, you know what I'm saying? That's why I made an apology video to him, even though I don't like him, you know what I'm saying? I felt guilty for that. So,
hey, man.
You know what I'm saying? My daddy was a pastor, so I had to apologize for that. You know, I was wrong. But you know what I'm saying? He made videos like kill all black women.
But I'm not about. It's not. I ain't talking about the dude. I'm talking about you as a person and what was said. I'm not talking about the dude. You know what I'm saying? Now, if you want to tell them what they talk, one of the dudes knows what happened. But I'm not trying to say it. But if you want to tell them what you said, then tell them.
Yeah, I said that I was going to, you know, do Thomas A. Meyer's daughter. That's what I said. That I was going to do somebody else's daughter.
Well,
you know,
like
he said,
and you do know how old you know that's a young age child.
She's 7 years old, yeah. You know, I was trying to...
Hold on.
But God told me this. You know, God told me to make
God didn't tell you to, God didn't tell you to say that. Now, hold on.
I said make an apology video. I said God told me to make that.
Okay, well, hold on. Other people that's listening to... Like, other... You know, Ms. Gabriella, how would you feel about that if somebody wrote that about your child?
Well, first of all... molestation and rape of children and all that, this stuff is not cute. It's not even if she was of age, even if she was like 20 years old, that's still not even something you would say to someone. But
man,
okay, now yeah, I'm just kind of like an intervention for me with this situation. The other men,
I want to say something
about this.
Go ahead.
May I?
Yeah, you can go ahead and talk to him. What about that?
Now, sir, I mean, any comment is bad, and, you know, obviously people have said worse than what you have said, but at the same time, I mean, don't bring this person's daughter into it. I think I might know who you're talking about, you know, but just don't bring his daughter into it, you know what I mean? But, you know, people make worse things than what you do, so, I mean, you know, that's
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I know. I apologize. You know, I'll be watching.
Right.
I'll be watching.
I like too,
too much
bro.
Richard Pryor,
you know.
You know,
I look at it like this. The kids is innocent. So whenever you go talking and making threats towards a kid, you get whatever you got coming to you. You feel me? Like if you got locked up for that, or like bro said, real street guys will holler at you about that. You know what I'm saying? You
most dudes
you
know, I know would holler at you.
Yeah,
I
you feel
is,
me,
man.
Yeah, you can't. It's certain stuff. I think.
Yeah.
I still go by the G code. Women and kids is off limits. You don't mess with them, man. You don't go out your way and mess with them. You feel me? If you do,
you
got whatever you got coming. You feel me? And you know.
Yeah,
that's the mistake you made, bro.
I don't know exactly what was said. But I agree with what my boy just said just then. You know, when you start bringing, you know, wife and kids and moms into the situation, you can get dealt with on the street doing that.
All I'm gonna say is, man, is if that video falls into the wrong hands, such as a cop sees that. Let's say something was. I hope nothing does happen. But if something was to happen to that guy's daughter. I mean, you could be looked at as a prime suspect.
Yep.
I mean, based off of the video that you put out there. And you being a black male, trust and believe, you're going to get the harshest punishment.
And, you know, I don't even know the situation, not since I heard that part. Was it a white girl?
Nah. Yeah, I would have definitely been in jail, you know what I'm saying? Like, they did OJ like that.
What race, but, you know, I don't know what, but you know what I'm saying? You want to leave women and kids, you know? I mean, no reason. If you got a problem with a person, you take it out with that person only, you know?
Yeah.
Exactly. I mean, that is a life lesson that you must learn, because let me tell you something. My sister was raped, and I wanted to kill a guy. Okay, so that word for me is just not nothing to play with for me at all. I'll kill somebody. You know, like I said, the guy he did. Okay, but I know I didn't kill him. He died in jail. But the simple fact, if you ever had a family member raped, you wouldn't throw a comment like that. I don't care how much you don't like the guy. Like I said, I got whatever issue that's between me and him, but I would never say nothing about that man's children or anybody he got in his family. You know, it's like the man said, you got to, you know, the G code, you got to keep, you know, women and children out of that mess, especially for this junk online. It ain't even worth all that, because plenty of people going to jail every day behind this online crap. Trust me.
Yeah, I know, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's why, you know, I go to church, so that came into me, that bite into me and said, man, you going to be in trouble, man. You know what I'm saying? So I put up an apology video. I said, but I still said I ain't like the dude, but, you know, I put up an apology video for that.
How about this? Why don't you stop talking about the person and make videos about what you want to make videos about?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So I came up, like, back in the day, like, I listened to people from back in the day. You know, like Richard Pryor, Petey Green. You know, they said all kind of stuff. Like,
yeah, but they didn't say that though, bro.
Yeah, I know.
That's joking, bro. Wait. People on Family Guy say worse stuff than this. Why? Okay, I understand what he said, but people on Family Guy say worse stuff than this.
My thing is why I'm saying something is because I don't want him to get in, to need to understand the severity of certain things. If some people don't understand that certain things you say, it has a severity to it. I can care less of who said worse. I'm pretty sure those that said worse, but I'm talking to him.
Yes.
I'm talking to him, not them.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's how a lot. That's the problem in our community too. You know, when we try to correct the issue, other people say, "Well, they did it too." You know, like sometimes we say stuff about sisters doing certain things, and say, "But then white women do it too." Like, no, no, we're not talking about them. We're talking about this situation and
okay,
you know what's going on. So
yeah,
that's how you correct.
That?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? That's why my mom took me out of school. She didn't want me in all that, you know, because, like, I would say anything to all the girls till I knew, like, you know, till I learned respect, you know. But, man, that ain't no get you nowhere but, you know, locked up, what I said, you know what I'm saying? And I feel like, you know, I should have apologized to him, but, you know, he ain't no listen to me. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, well, you know, I wouldn't listen to you either, personally.
It's cool you had a change of heart and you felt, you know what I'm saying, you felt like it wasn't right. You know, you know what I'm saying? You got to get credit with credit due, you know what I'm saying? You could be acting like, I said it, so what, you know what I'm saying?
But things get personal when you put somebody's baby into it, man. I mean,
it's just some days where I feel like, man, I want to end this junk, you know what I'm saying? So that's why I speak out on this, you know. I just wanted to end my life, like, for no apparent reason, you know. People was bullying me in school and stuff, you know what I'm saying? But then until I found God, you know, that helped me build my stamina up, you know. So, 'cause I was a real good basketball player, and I blew that in middle school. You know what I'm saying? Because I was acting bad, want to hang out with the wrong crowd. But then, you know, when I started paying attention to God in church, you know, that changed my life around, you know. So when I said that, I was like, oh, man, I know I'm in trouble. You know what I'm saying? I felt it's just, you know how people in school want to just talk about you and stuff. So, you know what I'm saying? I only had two true friends, basically. You know what I'm saying? And some days I felt like they were selling out. Like, you know what I'm saying? I was just being somebody who, you know, that I wasn't supposed to be, calling myself rapping in school and stuff. That ain't me right there, you know what I'm saying? Like, I want to talk to that dude face-to-face and apologize, but I still don't like the dude. I think he, you know, a coon.
I ain't talking about all that because the man ain't here to defend himself, but I'm just saying that we discussing that issue, so you understand the severity of it. I mean, like I said, you know, the dude can press criminal charges on you for something like that. I mean, I was just letting you know the severity of it. So, yeah, that's between you and him, you know, on that. But I'm just letting you know my position.
Yeah, I feel you, because I got a sister, you know what I'm saying? So I feel you. I feel that.
Okay. All right. Well,
do better. Learn from this situation and do better, bro.
All right, man.
Y'all.
I appreciate it.
What's the
subject today?
Was the subject itself? Well, the subject. Why are you laughing, Ms. Gabriella?
The whole subject got completely changed because of him, basically.
Yeah, I had some things you just got to address, but like I said, I can always reel stuff back in.
But hey, dude, what's the guy that was talking? What's your name, sir?
Who, me?
No, the guy that was just talking. The dude that was telling the
Troy.
Story.
That was Troy, I think.
Oh, that's Troy.
Troy,
yeah, my name's
still
Troy.
Online. All right,
yes,
Troy, if you want to get on my show and talk about what happened, yeah, you can. My number is 678-231-1993. I host the chat, Factor. If you want to get on, tell your story, please do, because I try to get certain people that hate on a certain man, I'm not going to say. I try to get Ms. Prophet on board. She rejected me. Hopefully I can get somebody else. I try to get Monty H.
Yeah,
he rejected me, so that's all.
What's your name on? You do it on Skype?
No, I do it on my phone.
What's your number again? I need a pen or something like that.
Well,
come on, man.
Well,
hurry
this,
up, man. The advice show's got to do
it,
man. Hurry up right now.
In other words...
Just to give it to the advice show and then inbox me, you know. Like I could just talk to him, you know, 'cause I don't got no pen around.
Right. Go in the chat room and then you can, you know, talk to him in the chat room and everything. But I got to continue.
I can't get
the
chat room on my computer.
Okay.
I have no flash on my computer.
I just talked to him on Facebook.
There you go.
Okay.
I just talked to you on Facebook about you, yeah.
Well, no, talk to him about it, because, like I said, I don't know no more dealings or nothing.
What's his name?
Well, man, look.
Give me a link on his page.
Oh, my God. Y'all don't know. Y'all just running in circles with this stuff. Man, y'all handling on your own. I got a show to do. All right, man. I got to go.
All right.
It was, oh, my God.
All right.
Yeah. All right. Back to the show, but that was definitely a whirlwind. Hold on, let me just call. Erico 708, you on the show?
Yeah, what's up, man? I'm feeling this topic though.
All right, what's your name, man?
My name's Reek, man. I've been coming on a whole bunch of your shows, man. I love your videos for one. Hey,
I appreciate.
Yeah, man, it's crazy, like you said about these females, man, they all trying to, like, one thing I can't stand about this, though, man, I had a girlfriend, right, man, like, she tried to fight everybody, and I couldn't stand that, man, I left her because of that stuff, man, that stuff annoying, bro, if you know what I mean, you ever have a woman that try to defend you, you know how crazy that is?
Yeah, well, I can tell you a story about that. I'm going to tell you a story about that. And actually, this offense I thought was the coolest thing ever. Okay, this is what happened. I was in Long Beach right at, what was the restaurant I was at in Long Beach? What's the name of that place? I forgot. Anyway, I was in Long Beach. And we were sitting there, and we was, the waitress came, and she was, you know, giving a sub, but she kind of had an attitude. So, like, my girl at the time was looking at her, and she, like, she'd be rude one more time. And I'm like, I'm looking at her like, man, don't be tripping, man. Like, they say, nah, because I don't like no woman being rude like that to my man. So, I'm just sitting there. So, she came down with just kind of throwing the drinks or whatever. And then she stopped, and she said, can you not be rude to him? He said, he's like, what's your problem? And I said, oh, shoot. And so, she said, you know what? We'll go somewhere else. So that's when we went into L.A. and went to another spot off of the marina. But I'm like, man, but it was crazy. I thought it was cool, though. She didn't act a fool. Just kind of put it in her place.
Yeah.
But
the worst, look, this is what happened. This is what happened to me. I'm talking about, this is what happened. Like, she purposely, kind of picked fights with people just so I could fight them and I could look good, I guess. I don't know.
I kind of feel like
you're annoying. How you going? And then she defended people for me. So, man, this stuff be crazy. You know how crazy it is? So, man, she be starting fights with 17-year-olds. I got to handle it. And I'm only 15, man. That's still crazy.
You don't need to deal with that kind of female. Man, you shouldn't be having no girlfriend at your age.
Oh, yeah, I got to have a girlfriend.
You ain't got to have
I love women. I'm like,
the advice show said it best. You know, at that age, you need to be getting yourself together, man. And it's all right to have a friend, but, you know, at that age, you need to be focusing
not
more on yourself than females.
Man,
I mean, I come on my grades first, so I'm good with that. So I ain't got to worry about that. So
you know, get relationships too early, then they screw your little head up, then they gonna mess you up in your adult relationship. So that's why I tell dudes, you're too doggone young for that. You need to have your starting five. You know what a starting five is?
No, I do not.
Okay, a starting five is five female friends. Okay, that you could chill with and talk to and maybe even get it in with protection. You have your starting five, and that's it. You do not have a girlfriend.
I got five.
You get one off.
Yeah,
I got life lessons. They assume that just because you're sleeping with them, that means that you're in a relationship, and they get mad at you, and they try to.
But see, Miss Gabriella, oh, yeah, let me tell you something else, young blood. Hold on. Let me tell you, young blood, something else. Look, and another thing, you tell them up front what it is. I don't want a relationship. I don't want nothing with you. Do you understand this from the get-go? Because don't think I want to be with you afterwards, because you ain't that good. Well, you 15. You really don't know what's good or what's not just yet. But you're working on it. You'll find out.
Oh, I hope so.
Oh, you'll find out. And don't be a simp either.
You know, you got to take your time. You got a night. You got a long time.
Where's your dad? Your dad's from, man? How's your relationship with your father, man?
My dad ain't even in my life. My mama's single. She doing good. She doing good. I'm serious. She making good money. She a teacher though. So.
Shout out to her. Have he ever tried to contact you? Or you tried to contact him or something like that?
Yeah. All right. Listen. Look. This is the best way I can put it. First of all, I don't even care about my father's way. My mom tried to go on my Facebook and contact him, and I say, man, I ain't seen you in 7 years and such and such. And I got mad at my mom. I'm like, man, why are you trying to talk to that man? He don't even want to be with you or nothing. And she was like, you know what? She just like annoying me. I'm like, man, that is crazy. And it would be crazier is my sister. She'd be crying over my dad for no reason. She don't even know him. I'm like, man, you crying over a complete stranger. Like, it makes me mad as a dude. That you crying over a complete stranger who left out on you, man. That made me so mad. I can't explain it.
Well, you need to understand that girl, and a lot of times girls have problems and issues, and it drags into their relationships with men when they don't have their father around. Because their father is supposed to tell them they look nice and beautiful, give them the confidence they need. Because the dangerous thing is when she have a lacking of a father figure, then I'm sorry, Nola, I'm going to bring you up. Then you meet people like Nola that's going to exploit that.
Damn.
Now, Nola, why I said that, because he made a video that it was even on other websites that said, I like chicks that don't have their father. That's why I'm messing with him.
Yeah.
You know why I'm messing with him.
It's easy, yeah. It is easy. I ain't
going to
be honest.
I have to disagree with that. It's not easy, and I treated girls good without their father, and, yeah, that didn't work out.
Yeah, then it did. It wasn't. See, I was right then. Like, you can't be treating these girls out to no fancy dinner first date, man. You crazy.
I took her out on a date. You know, we had some fun, watched a movie, and that was it. I mean, and we kissed
a
little bit.
What you took out to eat at?
Let me see. Ruby Tuesdays first.
I want to hear what he took out at.
I took her out to Ruby Tuesdays first, and then I took her to
How much the bill at Ruby Tuesdays? How much the bill when y'all got out?
Both of us, it was like $40 for both of us.
$40, that's including drinks?
Yes.
Okay, and you took her to a
movie.
Okay, $4. That's not too bad. How much was the movie theater?
Plenty of piece.
About $10 each ticket, so that's another.
Okay, you in the hole, $60. Okay, did you buy her any drink in there?
Some food.
So how much you spent there? $30?
No, $15.
So $75, and that's it?
Yeah.
Okay, including gas money, you spent over $100.
No.
So you walked there? Did you walk there?
$30 of gas money. $30 of gas money.
Okay, well, you're already over $100. Okay, you're already over $100 for one date. So what? And you say, what's y'all did at the end of the day? Y'all just kissed?
No, we kissed, hugged, and, you know, that's about it.
Hey, I give more ass to you.
Okay, Miss Gabriella. Miss Gabriella, hold on. What do you think about that date, Miss Gabriella?
That's expensive.
See,
man, my dad always teaches me I gotta be expensive with a girl, man. That's how you get their attention.
That's nasty.
That's the problem.
And, you know, my boy Khalid Muhammad would do the same
watch
thing.
Watch
that
some synonymous
like,
videos, man.
Then,
I told y'all.
Kind of like a parent's gonna get mad if the woman is like, oh, I don't want to do anything with you the first night, and they'll be like, well, I spent $60 on you, and you should be able to do something. So,
he's triggered.
All right, you got a woman telling you right there.
That's why I'd be like, we can go to Applebee's and get the 2 for $20.
Yeah.
I'll put in 10, you put in 10, we'll be good. Because I don't feel that you should take anybody off the sense of first date, male or female. That's just.
Damn,
exactly. You don't know
you're my type.
You don't know
what's
going to happen. Like,
I'm telling you.
We went for frozen yogurt. Each person was like $4, and I paid for my own stuff. So
you can take it to Starbucks.
Take it to Starbucks.
Yeah, take it to Starbucks. You can take it to Starbucks. I'll buy you a venti coffee. It's about talking and getting to know you. I ain't about to spend over
$100. Well, you know, also, I'd rather just occasionally take a girl to Starbucks in the morning.
And then, you know where else you messed up at?
What?
By doing that, you sort of set a standard.
Yeah.
So what you got to look at is by you doing that, she's going to be expecting it every single time.
You're right.
No.
If you choose to date her. Yeah, exactly.
You can't start off at the Cheesecake Factory then go to Cheddar's.
Yep. Mm-hmm. You can't do that. No, you can't.
Yo. But the baddest part of this whole thing is she's still treating me like crap, man. Because her father abused her.
Now, what does that tell you?
Who fault is that?
I can't
who
hear
fault
you.
Is that? Who fault is that?
It's my fault, but my dad taught me this, man. It's always treat a girl right no matter what, you know?
Yeah, treat a girl right in principle, not financially.
A girl can only let you get away. You only let her get away what she can get away with, man.
You need to watch my Sense Anonymous videos, man. You need to watch that about that never take a chick out, whatever it was about the first date. You need to watch that video, man, because that's tailor-made for you. Forget those females giving them all your money. Like this, if she your wife or your girl and y'all got vested interest, that has nothing to do with it. But I'm just
saying,
I
dropped her off months ago.
How many dates you went out with her before you dropped her?
3 or 4.
Oh.
Okay, we look at the next date. It's a point I'm trying to make with him.
He don't want to say.
Man, come on. No, it's about helping you so in the future, man. It's not about clowning you.
Okay.
What's the second time you took it?
Second time.
Wow. Yeah.
Wait, what are you saying, bro? What? I can't hear you.
Bro, you should have took her to Applebee's.
You remember?
Bro, you should have took her to Applebee's, got the 2 for $20, and been done with it.
That's what I should have done. I admit that now.
You should have took her after Jack in the Box.
Jack in the Box? That is too low, man. What the hell?
Man, let me tell you something. If you could have tested it out and even said that, you could say, hey, how about we go to McDonald's? If she'd have made one face, I'd say, you know what, I can't fool with you because you're not down there. I was going to take you somewhere expensive, too. I got money, but just because you made a face. Nah, I forget that.
Right.
Is it about me or is it about the food? You know they got females that play dudes like that. Hold on, they got females that play dudes like that. She go with you to Ruby Tuesday on Monday. She go with the doggone Cheesecake Factory with another dude on Tuesday. Every night she going out to dinner with different dudes because they know they gonna get that money up. Miss Gabrielle, am I lying?
No, I mean there's all plenty right. of girls that do that kind of stuff. They got I don't know if you've seen that video, but the Nigerian women talking about having multiple boyfriends, but they're like, oh, if one boyfriend won't do what I want him to do, I'm gonna get the other one. So there'll be women that will really have that kind of rotation. They'll have a guy to pay their bills. They'll have a guy to
they're
in love with. They'll have a guy to do their homework for them. A guy to take them out for dinner. A guy to take them to parties. So they got like 5 or 6 dudes. Hold on,
Miss Gabriella made a statement on the show that just kind of made me just like not mad, but like, oh, that's cold, but it was the truth, and I'm gonna repeat it, Miss Gabriella. Why do women play men again? Say why.
They say because they're bored and it's fun. That's why.
You heard her, right?
Yeah,
fun.
They play you for fun. They play you for fun, like it's a game.
Yeah, because it's like, well, if a guy is going to be willing to take me on a $60 date, shoot, what else can I get out of him? You know, that's what they think. And unfortunately, women do have that kind of mentality. I'm not one of them, but there's a lot of women that will take advantage of that.
Wow.
See, she's giving you game.
That's fine.
I mean, there's men that play women and there's women that play men. So women play better, though.
Women play better. Mm-hmm.
Women play better games.
Like 3 boyfriends, and a man won't even know. But a man can have like multiple girlfriends, and he'll get found out right away.
I can't agree with that statement.
He would get found out if they all in close proximity. He'll get found out.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what?
All
But you know what?
Yeah.
At the same time, there's some it's some very dumbfounded women out there, but they can find the dude cheating on them and still go right back to him about five or six different times.
You know what? One thing about a female, she's not going to leave you if other women want you. You feel me? So if you cheating on her, that's better for you sometimes.
But see, I don't advocate that cheating. That's why I tell dudes, don't even get in a relationship if you still want to knock other chicks out. I mean, don't even do
right.
it. Don't even waste
I,
your
I
time.
I don't either. I don't either.
Don't even do it. Just tell the female, look, I don't want to be in a relationship right now because, you know, I'm still just kind of want to do my thing or whatever. I mean, now you could be my friend though until I get to that point if you want. But until then, you know what I'm saying? Just maybe. And then, but then some females, they'll like that and they think it's a challenge to get you to turn.
Right.
You know, change your mind. And then some of them can make you change your mind. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But anyway, hold on. Let me see. I got a call sitting here. Eric Cole 469. You on the show?
Human Paradise, man. What's up, brother?
Oh, what's going on, brother? How you doing?
Oh, I'm good. How Miss Beautiful, Miss Gabriella? How you doing?
I'm fine, thank you.
Well, this boy come here calling her beautiful.
Right,
man.
Right. Ain't that something?
I know. I don't even do that.
I know you don't. I'm messing with you.
But here's the thing, man. First of all, men have to understand. I grew up in a family of women. Women decide very quickly. They say 5 minutes. I don't know if it's 5 minutes.
Hey,
women decide very quickly. Women decide very quickly if they want to have sex with you or not. So all the fake dinners in the world and whisking them away to Las Vegas, that shit is not going to help you if she's not into you. It's just not. So,
yeah,
I don't agree.
Yeah, it's not. Cause the way that women are, I can tell from the first conversation, like the first 10 minutes of talking to somebody, if I'm even going to be, interested in them at all. And
okay.
I mean, you can sit there for months and months, and if I don't like you initially and I just don't feel that it's going to work, it won't. So you can spend $1,000, you can pay her rent, you can buy her a car, you can buy her a house, and all she's going to do is just use to pay her bills. She's not going to like you.
But see, right there is what get a dude to spaz out on a female, and he wanted to choke her because if you knew in 5 minutes' time you didn't like that dude, you should have just told that dude, look, I ain't feeling you like that, and let him go on. Well, you sit there and let that
exactly.
dude pay $10,000, $20,000 on you, and then you don't even like him.
And that's exactly what I said. Why would they even give you their phone number in the beginning anyway? Why would they just
that's
not
what
tell
I
you no right
you know
there,
else?
Right
you know
there?
What else? Hold on. You know what else advice is? I learned this a long time ago, man, is when you're dealing with a woman, man, you know, obviously, you know, they're all about emotion, you know what I'm saying? And they don't make rational decisions like we do. So we can't think on the same wavelength, you know? But here's
That's
the thing,
awesome.
Man. Here's the thing. If me personally, if I haven't had sex with a woman by the second or third date, I'm out. And here's the reason. But here's the reason. The reason is because I know that some other guy before me that had more money, maybe was a ball player, had a nice car, was a doctor, or some shit. I know he didn't have to wait 4, 5, 6 dates. So, why am I going to wait a month or two? Because I know some dude before me that didn't have to wait that long. So, I'm not for it.
Hey, you can't compare yourself to some dude before you, though.
It don't matter. It don't matter. Guess what?
No.
Because this is what I want to say to you.
Some girl, you don't have to wait. Two or three days, you knocking them off quick like you want to, right?
That's how
some you gotta put a little work into. So either you gotta step your swag up and be that guy that's gonna knock them off in 1 or 2 days, or you gotta put in that work.
That's
right,
the one about the whole swag revolution now.
Well, hold on. Go ahead, Ms. Gabriella.
my thing is, like, why would you want to be with a girl that's that loose? That's kind of...
Why do I have to take you to dinner for you to talk to me?
Well, I mean, you don't even have to be to dinner. I just need to... I don't even care about the money. I'm just saying, like, if I don't know a guy...
You
I'm
don't,
just
but...
I know there's other women that will. I understand that. But if a woman is going to sit there and have sex with you on the first or second date, that's not somebody you really want to be involved with, because that means that she's going to give it up to somebody else that quick.
That's real talk. That's real talk.
That's just how I feel.
But
it's
women
like,
do. But women do. But Miss Gabriella, women do give it up on the first or second night to guys they're into. That's what happens.
That's true.
But I was
always
told that if
that is very true.
The guy won't respect you. So
that's not always true either. That's not true.
That's
not always true. It depends on the situation. It's like this. If you just meet a chick and you just talking to her in the same day, same few hours, you already smashing the chick, no, you're not going to respect her. But if you've been talking to her for a minute, talking to her a little bit, trying to get to know her, whatever, y'all finally got on a date, you spend $100 and she give you something in the night, you're not going to feel bad about that. You're not going to say, oh, she's a hoe. You already heard out in the hole already anyway.
You know why? Because most of the time you feel good about yourself. You feel like you're the type of guy who she should throw herself to. So you feel like, shit, I'm that naked. Why not want to fuck? You know what I'm saying?
That's true.
So you got to have your swag. You got to have your swag up.
You do. That's true.
Well, I don't like that word swag. Nah, I hate that word.
Me either, bro.
In my opinion, dudes should be already making love to the chick the moment that he meet her. In other words, you got to start making love to her mind first, and the body will follow right afterwards. And that's the dudes don't understand. It's all about how you talk to them. And the key is, I learned a lot of women is learn to listen to them talk. They like to talk. It's very easy to engage them if you listen to them. Like, don't look at their body and how good they look and how they smell like perfume, but just look at them and listen. And then once they can get a man to talk back and forth with them and engage them, that will say, you know what? I want to know what that dude more about. You know, I'm telling you. But when dudes get messed up, they pay attention to how the chick look, and you're not even engaging this chick. I mean, you got to let a chick feel comfortable with you. Like, she can just basically just let all her defenses down.
That's
most
true.
Women got defenses up anyway. And when a woman say, man, I feel like I just talk to you and I feel so comfortable and I can tell you anything, you don't have to beg them for nothing. They'll just go ahead and give it to you.
That's true. That's very true.
Uh-oh. I don't know. Maybe that's my experience, but I just found out that's just the best way to handle it.
Yeah, you know, it depends on, you know, because I don't think we really made it clear, like, what we were just talking about. If you looking for a female, a wife, or you just trying to, you know, hit it for, you know.
Yeah, and you talk to them in different ways, too. Yeah, if you're on a mission,
you know.
I'm looking for a wife, then, you know what I'm saying? It's no problem even telling a woman, say, hey, you know, I'm looking to be extremely serious, so that's kind of where my head is at. Now, because you need to let the woman know up front what you're about. Now, if you're like, right now, I'm just kind of dating, I'm not trying to go that route, you let her know that, too. That way she already know up front, you know, what it is.
Right.
But anyway, hold on a second. I got a call sitting here. Let's see. You've been sitting here. Area code 804. You on the show?
Hey, good evening.
Good evening.
My name is Hugh. I'm calling from Virginia. I came across your show, and, you know, you're touching on something that's so key.
Hold on a second. I kept hearing a noise in the background. Now, go ahead.
Yes, you're really touching on something that's very important, and that's the communication back and forth. It has to be with truth and honesty, because there's too much manipulation on both sides. And I find that women today are actually... I was blessed with an earth angel for 35 and a half years for a wife until she passed. And since she passed, when I have interacted with some women, because I'm upfront and honest and a genuine, courteous and nice gentleman, I get women that seem to want to use me as a whipping boy for their horrible relationships to the guys that were the bad boys. So they're going to take it out on me. And it went to the point where I was set up in a scheme and arrested from my bed and it was all BS, and it went to court, and one of the women perjured herself on paper. That's how I was able to get out of the whole thing.
Well, what did she lie on you and say you did?
She said that I was stalking her, and she had fear of her life for the period of 2 months, which was total lies.
Where you meet that woman at?
It was in a senior independent apartment building, of all places.
Oh, wow. So even a senior woman? How old was she?
She was probably in her mid to late 50s.
Wow, I guess
she had a horrible marriage. I guess there must have been some violence in it or whatever, and I wasn't even coming on to her. She was coming on to all kinds of people, and I was being friendly, but I also caught on to what some malicious women gossipers were doing. It looked like the start of a witch's coven, so I was concentrating on looking to see if I could break that up, and then they caught her up in all of this, and then up in this whole scheme. And actually, one of the women gossipers had a son who was a sergeant on the police force, and in the background, his mother was one of the gossipers. They set me up in this whole scheme, but it totally backfired. Thank God, I'm a man of faith, and I just let go and let God when I can't handle things. And that's how it all panned out. One of the women was a reverend type who I actually trusted, and they convinced her to go along with this thing, and she perjured herself on paper. I still have recourse for that. And this information is actually sitting in the White House, too, and there's an actual letter from the chief of police to me where he responded from a copy of a letter that I had received from President Obama and put a note on it to him, and then he wrote back. I wasn't expecting them to reply, but he did and said, as far as he was concerned, there was a hearing, which there was, and I was found not guilty. He didn't see any misunderstanding on the part of the police and wished me the very best. I sent a whole big packet of information back to him and said I was copying the president, and it would indicate that it looked like I was set up by his own police department.
You need to be the women you're meeting.
Well, it gets even better because a couple of years after that, I came across a woman who had a radio show, and I thought it was a twin flame connection, body, mind, and spirit. I never met her physically, but we mirrored each other unbelievably. I even told her about this experience that I had and sent the documents related to it and everything. As time went on, she became a little bit deceptive, evasive, and started projecting things onto my truth, which I wouldn't allow, and then was threatening to me in a paranormal way, and I found out that I was dealing with...
Hold on. You never met her physically, but y'all married, man. How y'all... What's going on, man? It's like...
Hey,
oh, don't bring him into the mix.
Oh yeah, Nola has some good opinions. So Nola, what was your opinion about that? He ain't never met the woman.
Oh man, that's what the man trying to tell you. Hello.
Damn.
Oh yeah, hello.
Yeah, I'm here, man.
I think it's crazy, man. You got to meet someone physically, man. You know all that long distance stuff. You know that's kind of dangerous, man. You know,
yeah, I mean, this is fine, but as long as you knew the person before you separated. But I wouldn't start off a relationship without getting to know someone, because people can portray a certain image online or over the phone, and then, you know, it's because I had an experience where I found out that this girl was completely crazy, and I ended up befriending her without meeting her. And it turned out that, like, when I actually did some background on her, I looked at her old stuff on her other, her old profiles online. She was talking about how she's like, I can be conniving, I can be evil, I can be vindictive, I can do all these things. If
wow.
you betray me, better watch yourself, and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, man, if I had knew this before I became friends with her, I would have, I wouldn't have even gave her the time of day. And everybody knows what I'm talking about. Well, you guys don't know what I'm talking about, but I did a YouTube video talking about how this girl pretty much did all kind of crazy stuff to me online and was lying and trying to break up friendships and do crazy stuff just because she was bored. So you have to be
crazy
careful.
Crazy-ass people.
But let me ask something to you about it. The long distance relationship thing. Look, it can work, but you have to be an extremely good judge of character, and you must meet them. Because I can't say that the long distance thing don't work, because me and my wife, we met online and she stayed 6 hours away, and we talked about a good month. And in the middle of me talking, I'm reading you the whole time. I ask them certain questions. I ask women just to find more things out. I find out about past relationships. I find out about certain scenarios, how they handle things, how, you know, you may raise your kids, what kind of man you normally pick. All this stuff, I'm asking just, you know, just bits and pieces and gathering my information. And me and my wife, when we met like that month later, you know what I'm saying, we hit it off. And so, like I said, we married, you know, and everything, but we met online. So, you know, we was like, I guess long distance, maybe about 5 months, not that long. But, you know, so it usually has to be a good judge of character if you're going to do the long distance thing. But you got to meet, though, because we were seeing each other every month.
Exactly.
You know, she was flying in, I was flying in. Go ahead.
Yeah, the long distance 6 hours ain't too bad apart. You know, y'all can fly or drive in, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But y'all met every month. You feel me?
Yeah.
You physically met every month. That goes a long way, you know. Yeah. Gabrielle says, people portray whatever on across the internet.
Exactly, and you can meet people, and if you're good at reading people and talking to them, you can just get to a point you don't even need them. You know, because you can find out the stuff about them as you get to talking to them. Just how they are and how they respond.
I ended up having to start reading people right away with this online stuff because I started asking people certain questions, and if they start getting like a good sign is that somebody isn't really a good person is if you start asking them questions and you're like, why are you asking me all these questions for? Why do you need to know about my past? You know, we can just focus on a couple of things. Stuff like that. Because if you try to say, okay, well, how many relationships have you had? And they're like, oh, well, I've been in 11 relationships or I've been in 10 relationships. I'm like, well, there's a reason why all those relationships
exist. So, see, Ms. Gabriella, I'm going to tell you something. The way you asked that question just now, it seems like you're being intrusive. You need to do it in a way, like in bits and pieces. I know. No, but the way, okay, you asking a dude, like, okay, well, how many relationships you been in? And you're like, dog, I don't even know this female like this. She want all the relationships I've been in. Now, what you need to do, you no,
say,
I'm
hey,
just saying.
I just got out a relationship that was for 4 years and this and that. And then we just get on the topic, and then they start. Because you have to, like, there's a way that you do it. You don't just flat out say, how many relationships have you been in? You start the conversation, and usually people will start bringing up their own history, and they'll tell you, okay, well, I was in, like, 12 relationships, or I was in 6 relationships, and this is what happened, and the reason why we separated was because I traveled a lot, and I couldn't maintain my relationships. So, and
I don't know what kind of people you're meeting. Because I've never disclosed not one time to any woman that how many relationships I've been in. I wouldn't disclose. It ain't your business. What they got to do with me and you? But my thing is this. This is how I would start off. Like, we get to talking, and it's like, you know, you're like, oh, really? How long you been single? This X amount of time. So, okay. It's like, well, you know, your last, you know, boyfriend, you know, you need to start talking about that. And saying, the only thing I ask is like, you know, why y'all broke up then? And then she'll say, oh, this, that, and the third, da 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 da. And then, you know, then I'll turn around and share the same information. Well, me and my, you know, ex-girl broke up because this, that, and the third. And I don't talk bad about the woman or nothing like that. I just say, you know, what it is. You know, then as you get to talking, you know what I'm saying, then that's when I start going down history. I just want to know about the past 3 relationships while you broke up. That's all. I want to know 3. And I will find out all 3 with time. I want to see if you are just a serial dater, or are you actually looking for a relationship? Because the chicks say, well, I was with this dude for 2 months or whatever, and then I was with this dude for about 3 months, and this other dude for about, you know, I don't know, 6 months.
Yeah,
I'm like, okay, it shows to me that you're not, you can't stay committed to anything. And then I'm thinking the whole time, you know, well, shoot, I know this chick, you know, she's just not somebody I want to get with because on a serious level, because she's not showing any type of commitment, and a chick that's not committed is going to mess up my money, and that's just not going to work.
Yeah.
And that's another thing I can deal with. It's a broke female that can't take care of her bills. She got to go.
Yeah.
I don't care how fine she is. You keep broken, can't take care of your business. Yeah. You got to go. Because the one thing I tell as a man, you don't mess with my money, you don't mess with my kids. That's the two things I tell any dude.
Yeah, man. Usually when you meet these females, like, online and stuff like that, usually they'll talk themselves, if they're not the right one, they'll talk themselves out of it. They'll sometimes they may not even know it, but they'll say something before they know it. They'll say something that lets you know, or should let you know, that, hey, that, you know, they'll say something that'll send up some red flags, like, look, this person is crazy, or, you know, this person's not worth fooling with, you know. Go ahead.
I can tell you some telltale signs. If she ever told me she dated a thug, she out. If she got booty pics, when she turn around showing her butt, like she in heat, she out. They're just not going to fool with you. Yeah, you know how them dog, like a dog in heat, you know, like giving their behind to the boy dog? That same thing that them females are doing, like they in heat. And then they wonder why the dudes want to just not smash them. Well, shoot, you look like you in heat. Yeah. You showing all your booty to everybody.
Everybody, when I say the word Skype.
Or she stands 6 feet away from the camera, away from the camera when she took the picture.
Yeah, they all do that.
Got one good picture.
I don't want to see no. I do not want to see, if I'm in that position, no pics like that. Because this is how I'm thinking. Every Thursday nigga on the internet going to be looking at that. That's just my attitude about it. And I say, and then you read the comment. Oh, I want your number. Oh, this. Oh, that. That's why I was going off about the dudes complaining about weave. I'm like, y'all be the same dudes that chick have a booty pic and y'all on her picture. You don't say nothing about her weave. You all on it. Talking about you want to take her out and get the number and everything. But you got a problem with weave. That's why I tell dudes, just stop talking about that weave. I don't know why it pops in my head. But, you know, it's like, man. You know, you look at a chick's picture.
Hey, know you.
Yeah.
Hey, man, what you think about that, man? I know y'all young guys got a different little mentality about the whole situation.
You talking about the what? You talking about the weave or something?
I mean, just the whole hookup, man.
Oh,
and I want to ask you about interracial dating. I want to ask you about interracial dating.
I don't like that interracial dating, man. You know, it's not for me, but, you know, everybody's 2013, get over the past, buddy. Like, I can't fuck with that shit. That's disrespectful to my ancestors. Why would I do that?
I know there's a lot of people that do it pretty much every night. So, you know, people can claim that they don't like interracial dating, but on the side, I know a lot of people are doing it. Not said that you are, but you know.
I know they got hidden, want to talk that real stuff, and behind they might even know about that.
Yeah,
and they ain't coming over here.
Right.
You know I don't play.
We know Nola's stand on that. Now, if you're talking about light-skinned chicks, that's Nola.
Exactly, like, bro. Yeah. You like light-skinned chicks, Nola.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
What that mean? What
the fuck
mean?
Red bone fever, but you won't date a white chick?
Well, that doesn't mean
damn.
Nothing. That doesn't mean nothing.
You won't get a white sister?
No. No such thing as a white sister. Nah, everybody mixed at the end of the day, but she's not full white. Red, you know, Lakeisha Cole, come on now. Do she look white? No. She's black. She's just light-skinned.
Mariah Carey looks white.
Who?
Mariah Carey.
Yeah.
I don't like Mariah Carey. She looks pale. Like, she looks thick.
You
don't
like thick,
bro?
You don't like thick, man?
Thick? No, I like slim chicks. You know, I could pile on.
Damn, no. I thought you like thick and booty, man. Come on, man.
I never said that. I like them slim.
Dang.
Hey, slim ones, boy.
Nah,
they
bro, I need me some thick. No, thick, juicy, nice. No.
It depends on your concept of thick, because there's a difference between a woman.
Right. I know. I'm not talking about fat. I'm talking about actually thick.
Thick, and they'll be like 4'10", 200 pounds, so I'm thick. So
right, I know what you mean. Does anybody know who Sweet Tea Leaf is?
What?
5'3", 165. That's what I call thick. 5'3", 165.
5'3", 165
is
thick.
That's what I.
It depends on where her weight is distributed at, though. Because some we females could be all stomach. Some could be like just booty. It depends on where their weight is distributed at, where they consider thick. Now in this day and time, everything's thick. I'm sorry. Not when some people are considered SSBBW. But you know that,
like, if you have a nice like, if you're well proportioned, I didn't think it was. I thought that if you have a stomach, then it's not, you're not really thick anymore. It's kind of just
fat. Oh yeah, yeah.
Because
yeah, girls can't have a stomach.
I thought that if you have like an hourglass shape or a pear shape, then that's thick.
Mm-hmm.
But if you have, like, if you're an apple shape, or you one of them females are real big at the top and real skinny, but you're not gonna talk
yeah,
about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll tell y'all something, man. I remember one time, this was like probably back in like maybe 2005, 2006, and I had met this female online, and she was telling me, you know, she was telling me her size and everything, and she, as soon as she said that, she was like, I forgot how much she said she weighed, but she was like 2-something. And when she said that, I was like, oh, my God. Because, you know, the first thought that popped in my head was that, okay, she's going to be big. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But then when I met her, she wasn't bad at all. She was actually well-proportioned, but she was tall. You know what I'm saying? She was kind of like, she was probably about, matter of fact, she was taller than me. I'm like 6 foot. So she... I'm like 6 foot, so she was like probably 6'1", maybe, or 6'2", but she was well proportioned. So, but she wasn't what I would call fat.
I don't know. I've always been the type of dude to say, you know, I like T. Nola say the slim and everything. Now me, I gotta have some courage on that. My motto is being this. Double D and up works for me, and that's just my motto.
Okay.
I'm sorry, that's my thing. I can honestly say I've not fooled a chick that has no less than that.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta have the double D's. I'm sorry, just me.
I'm not gonna lie to you. I'm not into the strictly slim model chicks like that. No, give me some curves any day.
Yeah,
I mean, you can be video
Hudson before she lost weight.
No, Jennifer Hudson wasn't built right.
Before she lost weight. But
no, not at all. No, like, you know how a lot of video, like the video models would be. You know how they stacked.
Oh yeah, the video models.
Like
now,
that.
That's a different story.
That's not skinny.
Yeah, that's a whole different story. Yeah.
Yeah.
I love them.
Yeah. And that's why some of these people are like, she got fake this, she got fake that. It's like, who cares?
Yeah, because, well, people try to do that because they're jealous. They try to make it. They try to be like, oh, well, she got fake hair, and she got fake nails, and she got fake eyes and fake lashes. But a man don't care about all that at the end of the day.
Sure, a man expect you to do that stuff at the end of the day. Like, don't let nobody lie to you and say, oh, you know, men don't care about that. Yes, men do. That's a lie.
Many females be telling me, oh, men don't like all that makeup. And it's like, well, then why do I always gotta be thirsty who's coming on my pictures? So, I don't know.
I'm not gonna lie.
Some guys don't like makeup. Some do, but
I do. I tell you straight up, I love the way my wife fixes up makeup. Like, I ain't gonna lie. I mean, I even encourage it. I say, you need some money for that or perfume or whatever. I like the way she does herself. I'm the type of dude, I like a flashy woman. I do. I love a flashy woman. I don't like no home, down home woman that don't want to dress up. I don't like that. Looking like she my maid. No, she look like she my woman. So have you. I'm all for a woman with heels and makeup. I like to see a woman with that.
Yeah.
I have no problem providing that for you.
Yeah. I like a woman that's made up. And like you said, I like a woman that's, you know, that's going, when we go out, you know, she's going to be on point. She's going to have the heels on, you know, the dress.
you know, stuff like that. But what I don't like, I'm not going to lie, I'm not a proponent of fake body parts. I don't really like the fake.
Whatever. You ain't got it, bye.
You know.
Well, I don't really like it. Like, if you're going to get that done.
But that's the thing now. A lot of women do that these days, man.
That's realistic. Like, a lot of these women go around looking like, what's his name? Pebbles the Model and Vanity Wonder with that fake butt that don't even look realistic.
Whatever. Leave Pebbles alone.
Okay. Well, let me ask y'all this. What y'all think about somebody like Nicki Minaj? You know,
she's proportion right. She's proportion right because she got both of them done, and it don't look too much. So it looks right.
Yeah. One thing about her, like her, you really can't even tell. You know, it's hard to tell that hers is even an actual ass job because it looks so real. But then you got some females that you could just look at it and be like, oh, I know that shit. You know, I know that's not real.
Well, do you know why? You know why?
Mm-hmm.
Because she went. No, because they said that, and I heard the females talk about it, when you go to the plastic surgeon, if they put the implant underneath the muscle, it looks natural. Mm-hmm. If they do injections and all this other stuff that's on the outside, it looks fake. That's why they look
exactly.
like. And plus, women like Nicki Minaj and all them other women are in the gym hitting it hard and working their glutes out.
So
on top of surgery, it's also working out. Those women stay in the gym
exactly.
versus these other females.
Exactly.
They don't go to no gym. They come up with this excuse.
Exactly.
I don't want to go to the gym because I'm gonna lose
exactly.
my fitness.
Exactly. Exactly. And I'm glad you brought that up. You made an excellent point. I'm glad you brought that up because I met this female. A while back, I want to say she was from like Miami, and she was trying to get into some modeling, like a video chick, and so she looked all right as is, but to her she didn't look quite good enough. So, she was basically saying that she wanted to get her body shaped up, you know, going to an actual doctor getting it done. And I said, that's all good and cool, but I said, are you going to work out? And she was like, work out? What you mean work out? I'm not going to work out. But I'm like, you still got to keep yourself in shape. I mean, you can't just get work done and think it's just you're gonna look good forever like that. I mean, you know, you got to keep it up, you know.
Yeah, you got to keep it up. I mean, it's like they got to eat right, you know, because also the women like them you're talking about, they doing at least an hour of cardio a day, at least a day. You can't tell me they're not doing it, and they eating like rabbits. That's why they body stay like that.
Mm-hmm. So would y'all date somebody with implants? You said you ain't nothing wrong with it. You
sure would. I sure would.
I would never date Nicki Minaj in my life.
Fake boobs, butt implants.
I always thought that. I mean, you can't. I thought it would feel hard. So I wouldn't. I don't know. Like I wouldn't date a man
at the end. At the end of the day, when you're doing your thing, let's say a chick like that you were describing, what are you getting a sensation from? The area that had the implant or the vagina? What are you getting the sensation from?
As long as that's not
hard like an implant, then it is. I'm just saying, I can kill it.
I don't like the way the fake boobs look. They always look hard and square to me, but that's just.
But it depends on how it's done, because they got something like, for instance, you could see how Nicki's was done on that French Montana video she did when she was wearing them things like Lil' Kim, and hers look actually a lot more natural. Some of it depends. You don't go too big with them.
As long as it's not. I mean, I'm not going to say that it's wrong to get plastic surgery, because if you really want, if that's how you want to look, go ahead, do you. But if you're gonna get it so it's realistic. And like I said, I know you said leave Pebbles alone, but she's really thin and then she has the huge butt injections or butt implants or whatever that is, and her legs are slim too, so that doesn't look natural. it looks like you can tell right off the bat that's a fake butt. Like you can't. There's
well,
no
yeah. Difference. I mean, pebbles is not nobody. You would say, hey, from what I've heard, hers is because she had one of the ones, but the implant was going underneath the butt itself. But Coco works out a lot too. Coco works out a lot too, though. But to help it though, I mean, Coco stayed right. working out.
Well, I mean, Coco looks. I mean, Coco, you can tell she got herself done. You can tell she got her boobs done, legs done, butt done, everything else. But at least it's proportioned well, and she got it done by, the right person. Same with Nicki Minaj. At least her stuff, even though you can tell it's a bit extreme, but it's proportioned for her body type. She's not like real thin with a huge butt and fake boobs. That doesn't look right.
You know, I think that goes back to just loving yourself for you and the person that's with you, loving you for you. I mean, nothing wrong with, dating somebody with implants or nothing, but if you know what I'm saying, for the people who feel like they got to get implants to get a certain mate, you know what I'm saying, look better or make themselves look a certain way,
mm-hmm.
that ain't going to work. You feel me? Because like you say, when you get older and the implants don't look as good, then what?
Then people like them older folks, they go ahead and get their junk redone.
Yep.
Wait, what's
that
on?
I mean, who got 20 stacks to keep giving up
I'm sorry, a lot of white people, because my wife worked over there at the hospital. She say them white women coming there all the time getting them like $1,000, Botox injection. Because they say the insurance don't cover it. And their husband's paying for it. What?
Why do white women want ass so much? Damn.
They're not trying to work out in the gym and do squats.
Black culture took over.
Yeah, but see, because the traditional, attraction, and I've even heard a white girl say this in a video, and I've even seen that, white men want their women slim, period. They don't want no thick nothing. That's why you see them white women in the gym, because they man expect them to work out. If they don't work out, they don't get replaced.
Yeah.
Exactly.
This is why your thicker white girls will go after black men, because there's one white chick on YouTube, she explained it. She said, 10 black men talk to me, that I'm more thicker, and only two white guys talk to me, who you think I'm going to talk to? You say, now, if I'm slim and skinny and 10 white guys talk to me, only two black guys, say, who you think I'm going to talk to? The ones who give me the most attention. So you say, that's just kind of how it goes. You say, that's why you see a lot of white women who are thicker or talk to black men, because white men are turned off by them.
Hey, did you hear about this video that this white girl had? She was shaking her butt, and all the black girls were jealous of her. Did you hear about that, the advice?
Yeah, I've seen that video too.
I don't know. I mean, I can believe it. I don't know, but I can believe it. But none of them could beat the twerk
team.
I want to be honest with you. None of them could beat them. But yeah, I mean, I don't see why anybody don't be jealous of anybody. I mean, what you want to do?
Right.
You want to whore yourself out on YouTube? Go ahead.
Yeah, exactly. And white girls typically do that aren't classy. You know, they're not the Becky or none of that. So. I'm not going to take out the white trash, if you know what I mean,
Yeah, but if a black woman that does that stuff is not classy either, you're not going to catch me doing a twerk video.
No, wait a minute. I mean, it's not that it's classy. It's hard to explain it. I can't even explain it. Never mind.
I try to explain it a little bit.
If you're on YouTube and you in booty shorts or your thong, that's not classy at all. But if you got some clothes on, you fully dressed, and you
if you're doing a dance routine, but if you're doing like twerk team type stuff, you got your booty shorts all the way up and you bend over and all that stuff, that's not, there's a difference between you can twerk if it's part of a dance routine and actually, that's part of the dance. And that's fine. I see no problem with that. I've actually seen some girls do it, and it actually looks really classy, and it can be sexy without being too much. But I'm talking about them girls that will be sitting there.
Twerking up the Walmart, twerking at the fish station, twerking at the
Yeah, yeah.
Speaking of that, did y'all see that video where that lady was twerking like in the grocery store and
that Carmel kitten chick. Oh yeah, I know she.
Gotta get that sister on my show, man.
Everybody knows she is.
I think this lady was in Walmart. I think she was where else she went? She was somewhere else too. But I know she was in Walmart in like the dairy section.
Hey,
I'm like,
what
is this lady doing?
She's making that bread, yo. She trying to get that bread to make that money.
I never heard about it until she did that twerk video, so I guess she had to put herself on the map.
Well, that chick blew up, too. That chick blew up.
Yeah. Hey, them New Orleans girls, I'll call with the twerk.
Thank you.
You need to do a blog on that one. Them New Orleans
Oh, you talking girls, like that Mr. Ghetto video about Walmart?
Yes.
Oh man, they got cold.
Yeah, you should see the other one. He talking about he was getting out of jail. I put it on my Ratchet Video Weekly episode 9. That's why I put it on it. Man, them chicks are tripping over there. The New Orleans chicks, man.
Yeah, the New Orleans chicks all caught.
I'm surprised Nola.
Huh?
Hey man, you ain't got one of them French females or Creole females, one with light skin and green eyes? I'm surprised one of them ain't so good.
Nah, that's just mostly in New Orleans, you dig? Not out here in Texas. But nah, I used to talk to one.
I'm surprised you ain't wiped one of them books.
Nah, I don't feel no man.
I used to make a commitment.
What? What you
say? I said, you're not gonna make a commitment, like I'm gonna say.
I'll make one of you though.
Where you even see me? You don't even know what I look like, man.
I just seen you. I did see you.
Oh. Okay.
Uh-huh.
We'll see.
Uh-huh.
Not my time.
You know how I look. You know I look good. Don't hate. You know I look good.
No, but I mean, you knowing that you probably going to have five other females in rotation, that don't feel well with me.
Damn.
I don't do that no more. I chill. I told y'all quit. I'm like,
you don't do that no more.
I have a knowledge of show.
You said that you were doing that. Okay, so when was the last time when you was on the
that
show?
That was like in October.
Okay, so you decided you just want to turn over a new leaf and you just want to settle down now.
Yeah, I'm going on 24.
Well, I mean, I guess if you're in college, you want to do that stuff, that's different. But once
I'm about to graduate and shit.
That stuff, it's not cute after a certain age. So you just, the last thing is, there was these 40-year-old men, that's when they were like, gray, hair was turning gray, and they were in the Greyhound station talking about using texting apps to cheat on their girlfriend. They're like, oh well, if I have a texting app, I can talk to females over the phone, and my main female won't even know, and this and that. I'm just like, you too old for all that.
He said, well, shoot, he ain't too old. He's still a man. He still, trust me, he's still a man.
But after a certain point, it's like it's a waste of time almost.
Some dudes never get out of that though. That's the thing. Some dudes never get out of that. And the way these females are in this day and time, you know what I'm saying? You know, if you want to trick off your money, you always have one of them. All you gotta do.
The funny thing was, he was trying to flirt with me too. I was like, I just heard you talk about you had a girlfriend and you had like a couple other females, and you trying to flirt with me. I'm like, come on now.
I guess he like Pinky from Friday. Tell me, come on, young blood. Say, I got a girlfriend with a wife on the side.
Wow.
Yo, that movie is crazy.
I mean,
yeah, he played that part, man, Pinky.
Yeah. A girlfriend with a wife on the side.
Yep, you got a girlfriend with a wife on the side. And that's how some of these dudes are. Some of them got girlfriends or wives on the side. They treat their girlfriend like a...
So why is it that the same man will get mad if his wife is cheating on him? But it's like, it's okay for him to have side, you know, girls on the side. But if a girl decides, okay, you know what, let me try this too,
Ooh, that's not true.
I think one can penetrate and the other can't penetrate, and I think that's where it comes from. Just a penetration thing.
But even if a woman is not even sleeping with them, like the girl could just have a guy like just hanging out with. They don't even be having sex, and the guy will still be tripping.
But the dude knew what it took to get with you, and the dude that with you, and he know what it takes for another dude to do it too. So come on. That's how dudes think.
See, the thing is, a female can't compare herself to a nigga. That's the whole thing.
Yeah.
You know?
And we're saying, and someone just dropped the N-bomb.
Yeah, well, a female can't compare herself to a dude. You feel me? It's totally different, you know. If you got a lot of male friends, that don't look good. You know, because males have a one-track mind sometimes, and they always trying to, you know, get on.
Well, in this generation, girls can think like men now, thanks to Steve Harvey.
Mm-hmm. Steve Harvey didn't do nothing but mess them females up.
I know.
I refuse to read that book, because that stuff.
The movie was actually pretty decent. It had some simping in there a little bit, but, you know, I just wouldn't take a rich woman back who rejected me and, you know, you hit it, but then after she knew you were poor, then she dumped you. And you know, and then they had a mama's boy on there, too. You know, it was a pretty decent movie, though.
Yeah, it was good. It was funny. Kevin Hart made it funny through the
whole
thing.
Kevin Hart, yep.
Yeah, even he really made that movie, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, the part for me was funny is when they showed Wendy Williams being his wife. Now, that was funny.
Yes.
And how she snatched him up at the end of the movie, how big she is. Yeah, that was funny. So.
Let me not say nothing about Wendy Williams
before
I end up on her show.
Wendy Williams.
I don't want to insult him, so... We're not
going to
talk about Wendy Williams.
Okay.
So, Gabrielle, this is what I wanted to ask you. Like, if you were selling the guy and he had a woman, but he was flirting with you, you wouldn't take his advances? You wouldn't, like, get his number, exchange numbers and stuff?
No. I mean, if I knew that he had a girlfriend, I would say no, because he's going to do the same thing to me. So why should I even be bothered with that? I see no reason, because I always thought, like, when I was in a relationship, I had guys constantly trying to get with me, but I was like, look, I'm in a relationship, and I don't believe in cheating. I believe that you should close one door before you open another. And I know a lot of people that, you know, their relationships end up starting out where they were getting ready to get out of the relationship, and then they meet somebody else, and, you know, that's how it happens. But if you actually have a girlfriend and you are playing her and, you know, you trying to have me as a side piece, I refuse to be the side piece, you know. Because I'm not going to sit there and be on Valentine's Day and Christmas. I'm sitting here all alone and you making up excuses. I don't know. That's what happens when you talk to guys that are in relationships. You end up just being the side piece. And I have too much self-respect for that.
Mm-hmm.
Some females cool with being a side piece, though.
I mean, some are, but I'm not the type that wants to spend my Christmas, my Valentine's Day, my New Year's all alone. That's just not me.
Okay. What is she telling you?
So basically, what she's saying is she's the relationship type. She's not the the serial dater type.
Right.
I don't really have time I always felt like that was a waste of time. It's like, okay, yeah, it's fun, but 2-3 years down the line, I'm just been wasting my time with somebody when I could have been doing something else better with my life.
True that.
You know, I noticed something, and I know the advice show is going to cringe when I bring this show up, but Scandal, you know, I just really don't see this woman, and this just shows how the white man really wants him a black woman, because this white woman tries to get the man head, brings up his kids, ties a man out, but he feels sad because he's not having sex with Olivia. And it's crazy. He's falling out. He can't sleep. He
He's drinking a lot. The only thing that's keeping him balanced is his child. And the only reason why the woman had the child was so he can control him. If you didn't look at the show, please look at it. I mean, the show really describes the government, race, and all this other corruption. It really does.
Mm-hmm.
It has some bad wench mentality in it, but I still, man, the advice, I give the show a 7 out of 10, man.
Okay, I want to see a show. No, this is my thing, though. I want to see a show with a black man in the same scenario. He married to a black woman in a high position, and then he's cheating with the white woman.
That's
Oh, boy. That show will be Public Enemy number one.
I know.
Like, they don't try to put the pilot episode out, and you would see black women going crazy on the on Boss Up and whatever other form. Yeah.
Madame Noir and all
that. Yeah,
they'll
be going crazy because for some reason, we love scandal. But if it was a black man married to a black woman, and he was cheating with the white secretary or the white whatever, some black woman would be crazy. So, no.
Yeah.
Dude, you want to see black women respond? Or you want to see, hey, look. You want to see black women respond, just say, hey, I'm attracted to white women. Watch. Dude, you could just do it as a test. Just do a test video on YouTube to say, I'm going to do a social experiment and just go in there and just say how great white women are. Watch.
You saw what happened on Michael. If anybody knows Michael on YouTube, he said the same thing that the advice show says. Look at his comments.
Yeah.
If anybody follow the battle rap, A-Verb, he got something called talking to an educated white woman.
Yeah, fucking
Verb. Yeah, Verb. He be talking to him. He clown. Yeah.
Mm. I see like that those video series him and Chicka Chase is doing. You remember them, Zola?
Yeah, I love them videos. That's my dog right there. I fuck with words.
But you know what though? Like what Chase said about, hey, if you change your hair all the time, you feel like I'm being with different women. And like, you know, there's some truth to that though.
Say switching the style.
Yeah, switching the style. Yeah, there's some truth to that.
Hey, that. I don't know if y'all up on Dwale. He be like, he cheating on his girl with his girl. Yeah, I don't know. That's some Detroit shit.
Nah, I don't know. I don't know about that one, but I'm just saying, man. Shoot, it's all good, though, man. But anyway, shoot, we getting but down to almost 2 minutes left. Well, that 2 hours go by quick. Now you watched your Stevie J, Nola? Oh, you got it on pause?
I was watching. No, I already had watched it. It came on for 7.
Yeah, I know, because after I get off this show, I'm gonna go check out Stevie J, Jack of Straight Food. I ain't gonna lie. My wife made dinner, so I'm gonna say, oh yeah.
Okay, all right, that's what's up.
Yeah. Oh, where can I find the Stevie J's thing? I'm in Maryland right now. Where can I find him at the Fool?
VH1.
VH1.
Oh, dang. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, it should be coming on all night.
Yeah, pretty sure. All night it'll be coming on.
Yeah, I'll check it out.
Yes, ma'am. So, yes, ma'am, and yes, sir, and everybody in between. Boy, this show, boy, twisted all kind of ways tonight, didn't it?
Yes.
Shoot, I don't care. I like it when it go all over the place like that because, shoot, it keep it interesting. You staying on one topic sometimes, like, okay. You know, because, I mean, dog, you only have 2 hours unless you staying on topic and everything. But, man, like I said, I want to appreciate everybody coming in to the show. You, my boy Nola and Ms. Gabrielle, as always, and everybody else that joined in to the show tonight. Appreciate y'all, brothers. Y'all can come by every week and chill and talk. We don't care. So it's a family affair over here. You know what I'm saying? So, Ms. Gabrielle, got anything?
I came back because I know you. Check it out and shit.
Appreciate that.
That's what's up, man.
I'm Ace Jackson on Facebook, my G.
All right, yeah, hit me up on the fan page, man. Like, I don't know if I got it. What'd you say, Ms. Gabrielle?
You put it in the chat box so I can find it if you're online.
Okay. All right. Well, we're about to wrap the show up, everybody. Thank you for joining and tuning in. As always, we should be back next Monday, you know, if, you know, Ms. Gabriella don't kill nobody over the weekend, she catch a case. But, you know, we're back this weekend.
I know how to handle Ms. Gabriella. I know how to handle her.
Oh, wow. Oh, y'all handle each other then. I don't know.
Get it together.
Guess you take Ms. Gabrielle, I guess, what, you know, to what, Waffle House? That'd be pretty good for y'all.
I don't do Waffle House.
Sorry. Oh, no, that's why you got to take it somewhere where it's a vegan spot. Never mind. But anyway, thank everybody for joining, and definitely we'll, you know, see everyone next week. Have a good week.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. That's what's up. Peace. Peace.